If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy on this first Sunday of 1977 to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we have now closed 1976, and take inventory of the blessings of God upon our lives and upon the ministries of Worth Baptist Church, we are happy to report to you that 1976 was the greatest year in the history of Worth Baptist Church. We began the new year with the determination that 1977, by the grace of God and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, will be the year for Worth Baptist Church. As you know, we are now under construction with our new building. During this year, the building will be completed. We will occupy it. We will enlarge all phases of the ministry of our church as we look into 1977. We have two important dates that are just upon us. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, on Sunday, January the 9th, we celebrate the 15th anniversary of yours truly as pastor of Worth Baptist Church. Then, on Sunday, March the 6th, we celebrate the 23rd anniversary of our church. We trust that you'll join with us in prayer during these days as we launch into the new year with a new beginning, new courage, new hope, and a new resolve that Jesus Christ will be glorified in all the ministries of Worth Baptist Church. We would ask you to pray for the ministry of this radio broadcast, Worth Baptist Hour. Pray that God will use it during this coming year to bring many people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. What about your own life? What do you have planned? What are your projections? What is your goal in your own personal life for 1977? Do you have the desire in your heart to put Jesus Christ and the church first in your life? Something will occupy first place in your life this year. What are your priorities? What do you plan for the coming year, for your own spiritual growth and development? Why not resolve on this first Lord's Day that you'll begin this year in the proper way? And my friend, the only proper way to begin this year is to begin it in the house of God. On this first Lord's Day of 1977, you should bring your family and come into church and worship God and make a new start. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to know that God has brought us to the land of new beginnings. My friend, 76 may have been a dark and trying year for your life, but now's the time to make a new start. You've moved into a new year, a new calendar. As I said a moment ago, God has given you the opportunity of a new beginning. Make that beginning now as you begin it in Sunday school and in the services of worship. And we would love to have you to join with us together on the first Sunday of 1977. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. And we would be happy to have you share it with us in the Sunday School Hour today. Remember, our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for the 1976-77 year is Building for Christ as we Build for Eternity. It is a joy to watch the progress of our new building, now under construction, at Campus Drive and Loop 820. Drive by and see it this week. It will thrill and challenge your heart. And then resolve that you're going to pray with us for God's guidance during these days of construction of our new building. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Remember, the Sunday school 10, the morning worship 11. The evening worship hour at 7, and all of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We would invite you and your family and your friends to come and be a part of the Sunday School and the services of worship today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Again, we remind you there's no finer way to begin the new year than to begin it in worship and in Bible study and fellowship with God's people. Resolve now that every Lord's Day of 1977 will find you in the house of God. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we have of knowing that you receive this broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart and your life is for you to write us. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And again, even today, in the Sunday School Hour at 10, the Morning Worship Hour at 11, and the Evening Worship Hour at 7, we look forward to greeting many of you on this first Lord's Day of 1977. We take this opportunity to wish you a very happy and prosperous new year in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and visit with us today, and you'll be glad you did. Now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Balancing the Books of Your Life. I shall read from Proverbs chapter 11 at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the new beginning that we have for 1977. We thank Thee that Thou hast spared our lives and brought us to this moment. And I pray that as we begin this new year, America would experience a revival in 1977. That this would be the year in spiritual things, not only here at Worth Baptist Church, but all across America and around the world. May this be a year of harvest, a year of revival, a year of men turning to Jesus Christ. Give us, we pray, a great moving of Thy Spirit. Revive America. And may the Holy Spirit use this message today to bring many people to Christ, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, at verse 1, we read, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight." A false balance is an abomination unto God. Bookkeeping is a very fascinating and sometimes frustrating experience. Often just $1 or a dime or even a penny can throw the system into chaos. There are those who juggle the books to make them come out evenly. But how foolish this is. In the end, it may be a year, it may be 5 years, it may be 25 years, but in the end, the true balance will be known. Now, when you're dealing with figures in books, with adding machines and calculators, you can sometimes discover the error in a matter of minutes, and the mistake can be corrected. Pardon me. But when you're dealing with life, it is not always that easy. Balancing the books of your life can be a very painful experience. It is often like surgery. It hurts, and it hurts, and it hurts. But when it's all over, it feels good. As we begin the new year, having reflected back upon 1976, and having spent some time in looking at the things of God, and looking at our own lives, let us join together in the process of getting the books of our lives balanced as we enter upon the land of new beginning for 1977. Balancing the books of life. there are three things that I believe we can do to balance the books in our lives. Number one, we balance the books of life by taking inventory of our liabilities. What is a liability in one's life? Do you have some liabilities in your life today? Here's a good definition of a liability in your life. Anything in your life that results in an unbalanced program of living or that serves as a detriment to your proper performance in life is a liability. Anything. Let me repeat that. Anything that results in an unbalanced program of living or serves as a detriment to your proper performance in life becomes a liability. Let's list some of the liabilities that might exist in some of our lives. First, any habit in your life that is detrimental to you physically or spiritually, or that hurts your family, your friends, or your influence, is a liability in your life. It matters not what that habit is. If it is detrimental to you physically or spiritually, or hurts in any way your family, your friends, your Christian influence, it has become a liability. Ask yourself this question. Is there any habit in my life that harms or hurts my family or my home or my life or my own body physically or my spiritual growth? Is there any such habit in your life today? If so, it is a liability. Not only that, but any attitude that you have that is detrimental to your spiritual growth. You can have the wrong attitude and upset the entire balance and program of your Christian life. Wrong attitudes destroy people physically and spiritually. What is your attitude toward the church today? What is your attitude toward God? What is your attitude towards your pastor, towards your family, towards your boss man, towards your fellow Christians and your fellow church members and your neighbors and your fellow workers there on the job? What is your attitude? My friend, if you have the wrong attitude, it can destroy your entire being. Ask yourself this question. Is there any attitude in my heart that is wrong against somebody else? Take 30 seconds and examine your attitudes. See if there's anybody, anywhere, against whom you have a grudge. Is there anybody, anywhere, toward whom you have the wrong attitude? My friend, that wrong attitude is a liability in your life. Not only that, but any unconfessed sin is a liability in your life. If you refuse to forgive another person, it is a sin and consequently a liability. But you might ask, why should I forgive? You should forgive because Jesus Christ said so in Mark 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father who is in heaven might forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you. Oh, my friend, you must learn to forgive. But somebody says, well, how many times? I've already forgiven before. Jesus said 70 times 7. That's 490. Now, Jesus was just using those figures as an infinite number of times that you should forgive. But some of you are saying, well, if Jesus said 70 times 7, I've already forgiven 481 times. All I have is 9 times left, and then I'll get even. Oh, no, my friend. Let me say this. If you're counting, you're not forgiving. There's something else that can be a liability in your life. If you fail to carry out God's will for your life, if you fail to obey God's law, if you know to do good, and you do not good, it is a liability in your life. Ask yourself this question. Is there any unconfessed sin in my life? Is there any one person that I have not forgiven in the program of my life? Is there something I should be doing that I am not doing? Are there some things that I ought not to be doing that I am? Ask yourself these questions. Discover what the liabilities are. Confess those unconfessed sins. Balance the books of your life by looking at your liabilities and asking God to enable you to turn every liability in your life into an asset. And you know God is able to do that. And speaking of assets, in the second place, we balance the books of our lives by taking inventory of our assets. Oh, we have so many assets today, it would be hard to name or number or even calculate these wonderful assets in life that God has given us. Let me just bring to your mind two or three of them. One, acceptance by God, just as you are, is an asset. Two, access to God through Jesus Christ is an asset. Three, the affluence that you have as a child of the King is an asset. Four, all of those abilities that you have, many of which you take for granted, these are assets in your life and mine. Let's think about these abilities for a moment. The ability to breathe. Did you know that there are a lot of people who cannot breathe without the help of some breathing machine today? Why don't you start breathing kind words as you breathe so freely? Then the ability to walk. The Bible teaches us that we should walk in the truth, that we should walk wisely, uprightly before God. What an asset! The ability to move from one place to another by the motion of your legs and your feet, the ability to walk. And then there's the ability to speak. Oh, how we abuse that ability so many times. And take it for granted that we can communicate with others by the spoken word. When you speak, my friend, speak a good word for Jesus Christ. Then there's the ability to think. Oh, how we often take for granted that God has given us a mind with which to think. The Apostle Paul tells us that if we want peace of mind, we should think on things that are lovely and pure and wholesome, and just, and of a good report. Paul says, think on these things. Then there's the ability to give. And yes, that is ability. Giving is an ability that God has endowed you with, my friend. Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, if you would but step over into the cycle of God's sufficiency, learning that the key to getting is found in giving. You give, and God will give to you. That's God's principle. That's God's way. That's God's formula. That's God's plan and program. All of these abilities are assets. Could I ask you a heart-to-heart question? Are you using the assets that God has given you to further His cause? Or are you just using those assets in a very selfish way? Are you just looking out for, number one, for yourself? Why not be resolved in the new year, 1977, that you will use the assets that God has given you to further the cause of Christ and to further the cause of the church to which you belong? God can use your life. God can use those assets to a tremendous advantage. You'll just give God a chance. If you will just say to God, dear God, here's my life, my soul, my body, my spirit. Dear God, here's all that I possess, all of my abilities, all of my assets I give to you. My friend, God will use those assets to the furtherance of the cause of Christ. And you can be a wonderful, happy, soul winner, serving God, doing a great work for Christ in the new year. I trust that you will. Deliver all of those assets. Dedicate them to God today. And God will use you and enable you to balance the books of your life as you begin a new year. Now, in the third place, we can balance the books of our lives by calling on the certified accountant of heaven to correct all the errors we have made in bookkeeping this year and to start us out with a clean ledger for 1977. All the new year that's before us. Completely unspotted and unstained. The great auditor, the certified accountant of heaven, wants to forgive you for every sin of last year, every mistake, every shortcoming, every error in the bookkeeping of your life. God stands ready right this moment to forgive you, to cleanse you, to pardon you. Why don't you just call on Him and ask Him to help you overcome the habits, help you to forgive others, help you to be the kind of Christian, the kind of person, the kind of mother, father, son or daughter, husband or wife that God wants you to be in this coming year. Resolve now to do it, my friend, and balance the books of your life by taking inventory of your assets, by taking inventory of your liabilities, and by calling on the divine auditor to straighten out the books of your life. Right by your radio, just get down on your knees. Or if you can't, just close your eyes and ask God to have mercy upon you, to forgive you, to balance your books, to give you a new start for this year. And may God bless you as you do it. I have this footnote and I shall be through. If you close 1976 with a deficit, you will open 1977 with a deficiency. My friend, don't let it be. Start anew, the clean ledger, after having balanced the books of your life in these moments. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.